Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 317 on Friday, April 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we'll cover the trades from last week on Canopy Growth Corporation, Advisor Shares Trust Pure U.S. Cannabis ETF, and Hut 8 Corporation. And we discussed three new trades on SNDL Corporation, the Van Eck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, and APA Corporation, what used to be known as Apache. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. And for those of you who were waiting, the website is fully back up and running. Now, my email has worked the entire time, but you would not have been able to get to the contact page if that's how you like to reach me. So all is back on track now. And we are back on Friday for today's podcast. The last few podcasts have been recorded on Thursday for those of you who are following. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 903 points. Closing at 38,904 points. The S&P 500 index lost 50 points, ending the week at 5,204 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week is tools versus the plan. I have a garage full of tools. Some of them are mine, some of them are from a good friend of mine who needed some extra storage space. Regardless, I could build all sorts of unimaginable things around the house and in the yard using these tools. But I have to admit, I'm not very handy. Yard work and building things just isn't an area where I've spent enough time learning. If I were to be honest, I don't even know how to use all of the tools in my garage. What does that have to do with option trading, you might ask? You may have all of the tools at your disposal and not know how to use them. You might feel as if you know all of the strategies, but you don't know how to use them to make a profit. You might even know all of the strategies, but lack confidence due to a lack of experience or coaching. I've had to spend time getting coached in order to know how to use all of the option strategies that are possible. Just knowing the strategies will not help you. You have to know when to use them and how to use them to make a profit. Now, if I decided to grab a hammer and some nails and some wood to build a doghouse, I could probably build a structure that will stand, but it's going to look a hot mess. My next door neighbor recently expanded his tool shed. I saw him deconstruct part of the wall, add onto the existing structure, and put a new roof for the shed. He also does some woodworking for fun. If I asked him to help me build a doghouse, that doghouse is going to look amazing. Even though I have the tools, I don't have the knowledge and the experience to make these tools work and build what I want to build. He does. You might know all of the strategies, but not quite know how and when to use them to achieve your trading goals. That's the reason for coaching. That's the reason I like helping people learn to trade options. So if you feel like you could do better with some coaching, shoot me an email or fill out the contact form on the website. I'm here to help, and I love watching how people use the tools once they're up and running. Everyone puts their own personal touch on the strategies, and I actually get a kick out of watching that happen. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's get into the review of last week's trades. We'll start off with the covered call on Canopy Growth Corporation. Symbol C as in Charlie, G as in golf, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $8.63 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the April 9 call at $1.37, hoping for a return of 20.16% in 3 weeks. Well, shares of CGC rose $1.55, ending the week at $10.18 per share. The call option we sold gained 54 cents, leaving us with a net profit of $1.01 for the week, if we were to close the trade out immediately, of course. Now, we stand to make a total profit of $1.74 if stock remains above our strike price over the next couple weeks. So since we are making money on this trade, no adjustments are needed. I will keep track of the stock in case it moves against me over the next 2 weeks. It's always important to stay on top of that. But for now, this trade is working as planned. No adjustments are needed. Next up, we've got the credit spread on the Advisor Shares Trust Pure U.S. Cannabis ETF. Symbol M as in Mike, S as in Sierra, O as in Oscar, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $9.99 per share. I looked at selling the April 9.5-9 put spread at 17 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 33 cents per spread. Well, shares of MSOS grew 12 cents, ending the week at $10.11 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread that we sold is still out of the money. We're hoping that stock remains above $9.50 per share over the next couple weeks before expiration, and that would allow us to keep the full 17 cents that we collected for selling the spread. So far, so good with this trade. No adjustments are needed either on this one. That brings up our debit spread on Hut 8 Corporation, symbol H as in hotel, U as in uniform, T as in tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $11.04 per share. I looked at buying the April 10.5-11 call spread for 27 cents. That could give us a maximum gain of 23 cents, or that would be an 85.19% return. And as a heads up, and I knew this when I was entering it, I've mentioned it on past shows, the option spread pricing can tell you more about what's going on or what the expectation is for what's about to happen in that stock. So always be aware. We typically are paying somewhere between 31 and 35 cents for these debit spreads. So when you see one for 27 cents, I know it was a risk, but hey, you know, the 85.19% return kind of suckered me in. So shares of Hut 8 lost $2.06, ending the week at $8.98 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now out of the money. The trade is definitely a loss, so now the game is lowering risk if possible, or at least managing it. I'd like to turn this long call spread into a short call spread. Now I can collect 12 cents for selling the 10.5 call and buying the 11.5 call. That would leave us with the April 11.5 call credit spread, because we would be short the 11 strike and long the 11.5 strike. Or I can collect 16 cents for selling the 10.11 call spread, leaving us with the 10.5 call credit spread. The money received will help recover some of the cash paid for the spread, which is what you would have, your maximum loss. Of course, you'll also have more money at risk in going from the long spread to a short spread. So make sure you do the math and that the risk works for your portfolio specifically. That's the name of the game. Remember, trading is all about risk management. You could also sell a put spread against the call spread, allowing you to collect even more money for selling the Iron Condor, right? Because you'd be short a put spread and short a call spread after making the adjustments. So this could actually move you into an immediate level of profit. Again, the risk is changing, so make sure you understand what's going on before you make any adjustments. You can always decide not to make an adjustment at all and simply lose the 27 cents paid for the spread. And since we bought the spread to start, the risk is limited to the amount of money you paid to enter the position. So if you want to keep it simple, that might just be the best way to go. Now, that's it for the review of last week's trades. The trades on today's show use the April 19th expiration for monthly options in April. There's only 2 weeks left before expiration. The shortened time makes these trades a bit more risky than the others that I typically show on the show. So the trades that are 2 weeks out have more risk simply because you have less time to make an adjustment, and they're going to lose a lot more time value quicker as these next 2 weeks pass. So let's go ahead and get into this with that that little bit of a warning. And as always, this show is about me sharing the trades that I'm considering, not telling you which trades to take a look at. I think you guys know that. I think it's even in a disclaimer, but just want to reiterate it here because that's always the case. And I've had some questions lately. I just want to make sure that is 100% clear for you guys. So we've been at this now for 6 years. If you can believe that, I can't. 6 years of doing a podcast every week, whether I am sitting in my home in Dallas or sitting in my home in Houston or sitting in a hotel room in New York City or Chicago, or recording from a hotel at a ski resort, I have recorded every week for 6 weeks, which just blows my mind. And honestly, I do it because you guys listen. So thank you for listening. Thank you guys for also emailing me, asking questions, just letting me know what you think, or just letting me know that you're out there, because it does get kind of lonely talking into a microphone, looking at my computer. It'd be even better if I could see you guys on the other end waving. But that would make me extra nervous. So that all being said, let's get into the trades for this upcoming week. We're going to start off with a covered call on SNDL Corporation. Symbol S is in Sierra, N is in November, D is in Delta, L is in Lima. The stock ended the week at $2.20 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the April 2.5 call at 11 cents, hoping for a return of 18.64% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $2.20 and selling the April 2.5 call against that stock at 11 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $2.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $2.09. And in real terms, the stock purchase will require $220 and you'll collect $11 for selling the option. Next up, I'm looking at a credit spread on the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF. Symbol G as in golf, D as in Delta, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $33.86 per share. I'm looking at selling the April 33.5/33 put spread at 16 cents. That could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the April 33.5 put at 65 cents. And concurrently buying the April 33 put for 49 cents. This is a credit spread because we're selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $33.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $33.34 per share. In real terms, you'll receive $16 per spread that you sell and have $34 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread on APA Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha. And this is the company that used to be known as Apache. They turned it into a holding company. Now, the stock ended the week at $35.74 per share. I'm looking at buying the April 35/35.5 call spread for 33 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 17 cents, or that would be a 51.52% return in 2 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the April 35 call for $1.35 and concurrently selling the April 35/35 call at $1.02. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. This trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $35.50 per share. The break-even price is $35.33 per share. And in real terms, you'll pay $33 to enter the spread and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for the show this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for those of you who have asked questions and emailed in. I really do get a kick out of answering them. You guys are awesome. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.